This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Polish President Andrzej Duda has traveled to Kiev to support Ukraine's goal of European Union membership. Duda became the first foreign leader to address Ukraine's parliament since Russia invaded nearly 3 months ago. Lawmakers applauded Duda, who thanked them for the honor of speaking in a place where, quote, the heart of a free, independent, and democratic Ukraine beats. His visit came as Russian and Ukrainian forces battled along a large chunk of the country's eastern industrial heartland known as the Donbas. The Russian military launched airstrikes and missile attacks in the region seeking to expand the territory Moscow-backed separatists have held since 2014. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived Sunday in Japan for the second leg of an Asian trip underlying U.S. commitment to the region, but overshadowed by concern that North Korea will test a nuclear weapon after ignoring Washington's attempted outreach. Biden, making his first trip to Asia as president, flew from South Korea to Tokyo, where he'll meet with Japan's prime minister and emperor on Monday, as well as an unveiling of a U.S.-led multilateral trade initiative. On Tuesday, he reinforces the theme of American leadership in the Asia-Pacific by joining the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan for a summit of the Quad Group. The trip, which comes as rival China is experiencing significant economic disruption due to COVID outbreaks, has been touted by Washington as a display of U.S. determination to maintain its commercial and military edge across the region. This is VOA News.